And now, it's time for another edition of the soon-to-be award-winning segment, People Say the Darndest Things About Sports.
What did you say?
With your host, Junior Miller.
I feel like I'm always playing catch-up with this segment. We haven't done it since June. I always want to do it more often, but we only get around to it every 3 months or so. And I want to thank all the P1s who are consistently sending in examples of people saying the darndest things about sports. We'll start with some football observations. This is from P1 Will. Watching the Texas game, my wife asks me, "Wait, Arch Manning broke somebody's ankle?" She's just scrolling on her phone, not watching the game. I reply, "What do you mean?" She says, "I just saw an ESPN headline that said he broke someone's ankles." It was probably a highlight of him putting a move on somebody. But she thought that he had a baseball bat and was going around breaking people's ankles.
What's gotten into this guy?
P1 Patrick, my wife and I were watching the Texas A&M McNeese State football game. My wife was on her computer, not really watching. At one point, she looks up and says, "McNeese? I've never heard of them." The camera then cuts to their quarterback taking the snap. All of their uniforms have McNeese written on the nameplate instead of the player's name. She immediately says, "Oh, wow, is that McNeese himself?"
The one and only.
They named the college after him, and now he's playing. Wait, there's another guy.
It's a whole family.
Patrick said, "I lost it." Yes, honey, the college named themselves after their current quarterback. This is another P1 Patrick. Watching Texas-Michigan. UT is up 14-3 in the second, and the Ticket's own Joel Klatt says that Michigan is facing a must-have third and five with Texas rolling. Not 5 seconds later, it's a tipped pass and the Longhorns pick it off. While I don't have a dog in the fight, like any sports fan, I let out an audible, "Oh, wow." At this point, my 12-year-old looks at the TV, sees the score, and exclaims, "Oh, wow, Michigan State is struggling since Nick Harbaugh left." Turns back around and goes back to doing what she was doing. I was left stunned. On one hand, your face pops into my head, but on the other, a sense of football pride as my 12-year-old, who never watches any extended football, had enough baseline knowledge to comprehend that some school in Michigan had been good with some guy named Harbaugh, who is now gone.
We'll just pass right over Nick.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's
and
okay.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
But she had enough knowledge to comment.
Yeah, I take that as a win.
I think so, too. P1 Chris, last week I went to get a haircut. It was a younger girl, probably in her early 20s, that cut my hair. She started chit-chatting and asking if I had plans for the weekend, and I told her yes, that I was getting together with my college buddies for our annual fantasy football draft. She acted very excited and then asked me, "Oh, which team are you going to pick?" We just all get together and draft a team, and then we say goodbye.
Well, you do on defense. So.
You do on defense, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you meant. What are the chances that's what you meant?
Doubtful.
From P1 Adult Male Cassidy. My smart, beautiful wife is watching football with me tonight because, of course, we will surely catch a glimpse of Tay-Tay. I decided to spring a down and distance spot check on her. 2nd and 8. She says, "Well done. What does that mean?" I ask. Far less confidently, she says, "Second down and 8 feet in the game."
Oh, okay.
So what does 2nd and 8 mean? She says, "Second down and 8 feet
in the game.
In the game.
All right.
Then she said Skittles makes her stomach hurt. Thank you, Adult Male Cassidy. P1 Daryl, Kyle Field, season opener, A&M hosting Notre Dame, the Aggies mascot, trots onto the field, and my wife says, "Oh, reverie."
That's right. That's how Scooby-Doo would say it.
Yes. It's actually reveille. But reverie is funny. P1 Randy, watching the Rangers game, I make the mistake of trying to catch her up on Jack Leiter since he was pitching for us. "Hey, this is our new stud kid. His dad pitched in the majors. He's got some flashes, but he struggled so far. And I know for a fact that my wife watched him throw two pitches for this quick story. Her, oh my God, he's a lefty too. I bet he turns out to be a good pitcher because lefties are usually pretty good. Me, he is not left-handed. He never has been. You just watched him throw a couple pitches. Her, after seeing him throw a third pitch, yeah, I guess I saw that wrong. And then Randy adds, she would make the worst Major League Baseball scout ever.
Maybe she was watching the reflection of the TV in a mirror. Maybe that was it.
Maybe. P1 David. My sister is a single mom of three boys. She does well and took them to D.C. for summer vacation. They were seeing all the sights. She texts me and our other brother, were on this text chain, a pic from the Nationals game. She said, at the Nationals game because we can. Go America. I texted back, is that America's team? She said, yeah, the Nationals. I said, you know that they're a Major League Baseball team. She said, yeah, but the Nationals are like America's team.
I agree. That's why they're my favorite team.
Oh.
P1 Mike, I was at a bar eating with my wife, who's a huge Sooner fan. We were watching the Mavs and the Texas OU softball game. Okay, this is from June.
Okay.
College Softball World Series. My wife asked, what's going on with the Sooners? I told her that Texas had the bases loaded in the softball game. She replied, all the bases are loaded?
Yeah, because if you hit a single, then just first base is loaded.
Right. He says there's more. Another thing my wife said during the Texas OU softball game, a girl slash young lady from OU was up at the plate, and she was wearing number 24, and my wife said, so did she graduate this year in 2024? Why would she ask that?
I think, well, you get used to seeing that. If you got somebody who's graduating, you know, around that time, you see a year associated with their name a lot.
But all these players have numbers on.
Just... Yeah, it's all the years that they graduate. There's a lot of 24s on that team.
All right, and since we're playing catch-up, a couple from the Olympics. This is from P1 Rich. People say the darndest things about sports. After watching Noah Lyles win the 100-meter gold medal, the following conversation took place. Wife, does that Minute guy coach track now that he's retired? Me, Minute? Minute Bowl? Do you mean Usain Bolt? Her, oh yes, Usain Bolt. Rich says, I give her credit for even knowing that there was a Minute Bowl.
Yeah. And have they ever been confused before?
No. I always get those two guys confused.
No. He said, we then had a good laugh afterwards thinking about what a terrible track coach Minute Bowl would be since he looked like his legs might snap just running up and down the basketball court.
Wasn't he the guy with the Cookie Monster voice?
No, that's Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't Minute Bowl die of a weird skin condition?
He did die.
He is no longer with us, but I'm not sure what it was.
It's like some kind of horrific disease. Anyway,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then from P1 Tim, during a commercial break on The Little Ticket, I heard a young lady on another station giving an Olympic update in between songs. She proudly stated that Dallas's own Scotty Scheffler, who was playing in the Olympics, had made it to the second round in Olympic golf.
Okay.
As if he had won his first round. Imagine how excited he says she's going to be when he makes the fourth round.
He's playing.
Yeah, it was just a golf tournament. They had the first round, second round, third round, fourth round. They didn't make it to the second round.
Got big news, breaking news.
She would be confused with any golf tournament. Wow, did you see that Tiger Woods made it to the second round of the Masters? And those are examples of people saying the darndest things about sports.
All right.
By the way, if you have any examples, you can email me, juniormiller@mindspring.com.